All right, 59 degrees. We have a special guest here in the doghouse this morning. We're glad to welcome Dr. Blake Cover, MD. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How you doing?
Doing well.
And you're at West Holt Medical Services in Atkinson, Doc.
Correct.
The newest doctor at West Holt Medical Services. So tell us a little bit about yourself and also about your family.
All right. So born and raised in Kearney, Nebraska. Okay. Went to UNK and then did my medical training at UNMC. And then my family and I moved to Central City, Nebraska, and that's where I practice full time. And my wife, she also grew up in Kearney as well. And we have four children, three boys, and thanks be to God, one girl. And so I come up to Atkinson every other Wednesday for a clinic and then help supervise their PAs and nurse practitioners.
Awesome. Awesome. And so like you said, you're born and raised in Nebraska, so you're used to everything that goes on in the Husker State.
Correct.
The fun weather, all the interesting things. So so tell us a little bit about, and maybe for some students out there that are thinking of a career path, why did you decide to become a doctor?
So it's something I started to get interested in, definitely in junior high school, but didn't take it real serious. And college kind of started out on that path, and I played baseball at UNK, and so focused more on that. And actually was in finance and planning to graduate and decided to go back to get my prereqs and go to medical school. And it was a soul searching, I would say, and feel right. Like it was a true vocation and calling just to be able to serve people in that capacity. And it's been great.
You bet. And of course, you're working at West Holt Medical Services. What do you enjoy about rural medicine?
Number one, the people. It's just incredible. The work ethic, the history, the stories that they have, the things they've overcome, just how close the communities are. And, as far as the family medicine part, just the variety from newborn care to children to adolescents, well care, chronic disease management, sports medicine, trauma and emergency care. So it's a wide variety and you never know what's going to walk in.
You bet. And of course, we're lucky that we have a place like West Holt Medical Services out here in rural America, because obviously from saving a life to just fixing something that's just a moderate symptom, it's important to have that here, and that's why they need our support and they need everybody's support.
Correct. Yeah, so thankful for the opportunity to be able to come up here and help out, and it's just crucial to be able to help sustain these rural communities' hospitals and provide such a great resource for the people of the communities.
You bet. And Doc, I'm sure, like you said, you grew up in Kearney, and obviously that's not a big, huge city. It's bigger, obviously, than anything we've got out here. But and you mentioned it too. I think the nice thing about rural medicine is probably a little different than somebody that maybe is working in Omaha or Lincoln, is the fact that when people come in and they're sick, they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about their grandkids and their baseball game that they played in and all that kind of stuff. And that really kind of makes a neat way to make a connection, doesn't it?
Correct. Yes, it definitely makes it more personal. It takes it from just, showing up, takes it from a job to really a calling and really getting to know people and be there for people.
You bet. So what would you like patients to know about the care that you provide?
Number one, I'm going to do my best to actively listen, to make them feel heard and important, and do my very best to provide the care that they expect and deserve. I'll say right now, I don't have all the answers, right. But I'm going to do my best to find them and get them to the people that they need to if I cannot help them. So
you bet. And Doc, I know we've all been having to deal with things just a little bit differently here the last few months than normal. What do you think maybe some of the biggest challenges with the COVID-19 pandemic? And maybe what's something that maybe you've learned that has made things better?
So I think, the biggest challenge is just adjusting to the ever-changing news or reports or data that's coming out. And it's a learning curve. And, I think just patience, right. And my children help with that too, but remind me every day I need to work on that. But definitely one of the good things is just, you know, the time with family and, you know, there's the importance of focusing on what truly matters and, you know, just continuing to try and follow guidelines the best we can and stay healthy.
You bet. And to know that our hands have been as clean as they've ever been in our lifetime.
Correct.
Well, we know, and like we said, we know it's been a big adjustment, not only for patients that are coming to the hospital with the different procedures that they have to take and the sanitizing and the things like that, but also be kind to the staff because most of the time when you had to wear a mask, it was if you were in surgery, and now we're requiring nurses and doctors and practitioners and anybody to wear a mask all day. And if you wore a mask for 10 minutes or wearing a mask all day is not comfortable.
Correct. I've adjusted to it.
Yeah.
Don't know any different now, but it did take a little bit to get used to that for sure.
Yeah. So, well, and again, like you said, you're at West Hole Medical Services. We encourage folks to, like we said, if they make an appointment to come in and meet you. And I know you're excited about being at the newest MD at West Hole Medical Services. And you got a great staff there.
Yes, I agree. Just great support, great nurses, great providers. It's just been enjoyable to get to work there.
All right. Doc, anything else you want to talk about this morning before we let you go?
I don't believe so, other than just continue to focus on staying healthy, you know, from personal fitness and eating healthy, sleeping well, and then obviously washing hands, not touching your mouth. You know, the basics of not spreading illness.
So. Right. Well, we're excited to have you as the newest member at West Hole Medical Services, and I know a lot of folks so are looking forward to meeting you, hopefully not in a emergency situation, but
yes.
Yeah, just, you know, to get out and about and to see you and meet you and have a chance to visit with you.
So. Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Doc. That's Dr. Blake Cover, AMD from West Hole Medical Services in Atkinson.